Later this year, in fact, 28th of July until the 5th of August, there will be the World Dwarf Games taking place in Germany.
Now, we're not allowed to say that in Australia, but because they're called that, well, I say we're not allowed, I don't know. You could have asked what's preferred, you know, but whatever.
Well, that's what the game's called.
Yeah, that's what I mean, yeah.
Team Australia is sending a huge bunch of athletes from here, and one of them is from Newcastle, and his name is James Chapo Chapman, and he's with us. G'day, James.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Very well.
It's the standard straight-up question in the world we live in today, though, Chapo, isn't it? It's like, what do you prefer? Not we, not they, you prefer.
Yeah, so I'm a pretty chill dude, so I don't mind too much. I think, so in Australia, we call it like a short statured person.
Yep. Okay.
So I'm pretty happy with short statured.
No, I'm not. Yeah. That's too long. Come on, give me something else, Chapo. Give me something else. Okay, so you're fine with that?
Yeah.
Short statured. Yeah. Because it's different for different countries.
Mm. It is, yeah. So in America, they're called little people.
Yeah.
Around the world, it's pretty different.
Yeah.
But yeah, short statured little person, someone with dwarfism, it's all pretty much the same.
Sure.
Yeah. Right.
Now, you're on, how old are you, about 18?
Yeah, 18.
18,
yep.
Incredible. Because we've just been watching your Instagram. You skate, you surf,
snowboard.
You snowboard. You're across it all. So what will you be representing Australia at?
Yes, I'll be playing soccer.
Oh,
Team Australia.
We haven't mentioned that one yet, Chapo. Hang on, put soccer in too. Oh, hey, what about soccer?
What?
I don't know if skating or surfing.
So skating and surfing isn't in the games yet.
Oh.
I'll be representing Team Australia for soccer over in the games.
Okay, tell me this. Did you kind of, you are good, as we just said, about what Tanya just mentioned, but because it's not there, did you go, okay, I'll have a crack at. Yeah, soccer, I'll have a crack at.
Yeah, kind of. There was like a few different sports, and I'm kind of friends with like the coach and managers of the Australian team, and they were like, yeah, we'd love you to come up to our first training camp and just have a crack at some stuff.
Yep.
And then I got an email a few months ago saying I made it for football, like soccer, for Team Australia.
Tanya, he's one of those guys.
All-rounder.
He's one of those guys that are just good at any sport.
So, in fact, do you know a lot of your teammates?
I know maybe like 70% of them, so from the camps and other SSPA things, which is just like conventions for short statured people.
Yep. Okay. What is SSPA standing for?
Short Statured People Australia.
Okay. Yeah, right.
So it's like our community.
And look, always with this sort of thing, it's isn't that nice you're doing, but it costs money, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So the games is going to cost roughly between $6,000 and $7,000 for each athlete to go over.
Wow.
And it's kind of like a sad thing because you look at any other professional sport and you see it's fully funded.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But even though it is the top, the top of the line for short statured sport in the world.
Mm.
We still have to power way over.
Okay. So have you got a GoFundMe set up?
So Team Australia has a online fundraising account with ASF, I believe.
Right.
And so we're aiming to create $250,000 to head over to the games later this year.
All right. So you don't actually have to raise it as an individual yourself, do you?
Yeah. So we all have to put in as much effort as we can to raise money, and then the money will all be accumulated together and then divided evenly so that every person has an equal opportunity to get over there.
So where are you just saying you, was it last year, grade 12?
Last year was grade 12, yeah.
And you're doing this now. So when you were at school, do you go, you know what, I'm going to do that? Were you heading towards sport always?
Always, loved playing sport throughout school.
You're obviously good at it.
Always, represented the school where I could. And then, towards the end of last year, I got invited to the first training camp.
Mm.
And then, so I was like, okay, maybe that's where next year's heading. Probably going to be heading over Germany.
Yeah.
And then, got the email, obviously, a few weeks ago.
Okay, cool,
And what are your other aspirations in life as far as away from sport?
Yeah, so I love, talking to people, obviously, so I'd love to do some, public speaking somewhere in the future.
Well, I'm sorry, you're very terrible at it, Chapo. You leave the studio. You already got all that sports stuff wrapped up. But, but you are a really good speaker.
Yeah, so, I got a surprise when we realised that you're only 18.
Yeah.
I actually met your mum in the street the other day.
Yeah.
Did she tell you?
Yeah, she did.
Came up to me. And so your dad is short statured as well?
Yeah. So, both of dad's parents are tall. Dad's brother's actually 6'5".
Wow.
And then, so the odds of them having my dad is 1 in 1,000,000.
Okay.
Because I've got pseudo achondroplasia, which is more rare type of dwarfism.
Yep.
And then because dad's short and mum's tall, it's just like a 50-50 chance of having
me. Right. We're going to now follow you.
Awesome. Thanks for having
definitely.
Me.
Yeah. And I'm just looking up on the Facebook page. If you go to SSPA on Facebook, there's all the links to the GoFundMe and you can donate there to try to get the money up as well. SSPA.
Excellent.
Awesome.
I personally am going to spend the next 2 years trying to find a sport you're not good at.
darts. Are you any good at darts?
No, I'm rubbish. Yes. I'm rubbish.
There we are.
Found one. Found one. All right. Well,
thank
good
you
luck.
Guys.
Get in there and donate if you can and get Team Australia to the World Dwarf Games. James, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Good to meet you, Chabo.
Good to meet you guys.